Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. We have a fantastic show for you tonight. We have on the line a sister that is now living in North Carolina, and she has a fabulous story that she's going to talk to us about tonight. Her name is Candace. And I know her with her nickname, but I believe her new name is Bowie, but she's going to tell me. So we're going to get Candace on the line. We don't want to hold her up any longer. I want to thank you for tuning in to the show, and thank you for being a part of Issues Concerning Women. Candace, are you on the line?
I am on the line.
Hi, Candace. How are you,
Hi.
My sister?
How are you doing tonight?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am blessed. Glad to be here.
Yes, I'm glad to have you as well. I know that, and if you don't remember, Candace was on my show last year, but when she was on my show last year, her name was in, is it Bo?
It's Bo, Candace Bo.
It's Candace. Candace got married. Congratulations, Candace.
Thank you so much.
And if you go to her Facebook page, and click on Candace Bo, B-O-W-E, you will see her fabulous ring, ladies and gentlemen.
Bling, 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 bling.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I am so happy that you were able to come back on this show, because I know that your book is going to be released real soon. So I just want you to jump in there, introduce yourself, and tell us the title of your book and just anything you want us to know about it.
Well, I am Candace Elbow, evangelist. The name of the book is Broken and Rebuilt for the Kingdom, due to launch October 11th and 12th at the He Treasures Me 2013 in Atlanta, Georgia, hosted by evangelist Tamika Webb. Very excited, very excited. The book is basically touching on issues that no one, like I said, remember last year around. As a matter of fact, it was around this time last year when I did the show, basically exposing the plague and curses of child molestation and child abandonment, rape and domestic violence, drug and alcohol addiction, just basically exposing them for the dirty generational curses that they are, and really bringing people into the realm of healing and deliverance and freedom. Freedom and forgiveness is what the book is about, how God has taken me from the realm of death, living dead, walking dead, into a realm of living alive and vibrating in the realm of the Holy Spirit. And I am happy today. Today, actually, as of today, I've been married 1 month, and I am very, very, very happy. Praise God.
Amen. That is absolutely awesome. I know that it has been a blessed journey for you. Just like with anybody else, we have ups and downs, and we go through different things. But tell the audience about what inspired you to write the book.
Well, actually, 2009, I was visiting my mom in Gary, Indiana. First time I had gotten a chance to visit her in a while and get a chance to spend some time with her. And she took me to a church where they had a power hour where Apostle Randolph in Gary, Indiana was presiding. And we went to power hour, had prayer. And when I say God used the man of God mightily, he really used him. And he spoke some things that I had been asking God about as far as my own personal healing is concerned and deliverance is concerned. And God gave him insight on what my future, what God had in store for me, his plans for me. And one of those things were for me to write my testimony and share it to the world and bring awareness. You know, a lot of people walk around dead and broken because of these issues, and no one ever really want to talk about. But God commissioned me and charged me to talk about these things and expose them and let people know that there is a way to healing and deliverance, and they don't have to live buried under that mess. So that's what inspired me. After that power hour, I came back to where I was living at the time, was in Georgia, and I began to immediately work on the book, battling things even as I began to be obedient to the Spirit of God. But God, today the book is complete, and I thank God for that.
Absolutely fantastic. So I know that you have gone through a lot, young lady, but you have come out on the other side victorious, and we're just going to, you know, just praise the Lord for that. And if you're just tuning into the show, tonight I have on the air with me Candace Bow, and the name of her book is Broken and Rebuilt for the Kingdom, and she is a fantastic woman. She's a woman of God. She's a newlywed, newly married, and she has a lot to say. So we're just in awe of her and her journey. Let's talk a little bit about what has transpired since we talked last year. So kind of catch us up on what you've been doing. We know you're married now, but some other things have happened from the last time that we talked to you up until now. So just give us a little overview. You don't have to tell us all your business, but just a little overview of what has been going on with you.
Well, at the time I began, last time we spoke, I was getting ready to do the release of the book. But the guy wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. Some things started to take place. I found myself in a situation where I had lost everything that I had been working for. I experienced some homelessness, sleeping in some bus stations, some train stations, just because I don't believe it was due. It was time. I had to still experience some things to totally be broken. At that time, I felt like I knew what brokenness was, but I experienced all the things that I had went through. But to hit rock bottom, I hadn't gotten there yet, and I still had to see some things. Like I said, the homelessness, losing jobs, failing out of school because my mind wasn't totally there. You know, really going through some things until I hit that bottom, and then I realized, okay, this is the point where I come to realize that without God, I can do nothing. I can't even raise my hands. I can't walk. I can't talk. I can't see. No, barely even to talk without God. I can't do anything. So I had to completely be broken to realize what brokenness really was. And now that I know what it is, and now that I know how to totally submit to God and come to a place where I really, really know who God is and how he motions in my life and how he controls my life, now is the time. This is where he calls my now season. Bless God.
Amen. Amen. You have, you know, I am just in awe of you, and I do, you know, a little bit about background, but I also know that you, no matter what you had gone through, you still held your head up, you still kept moving forward. Even in your homelessness, you still were moving towards what God wanted you to do, and that takes a lot of faith. Amen.
Amen.
And a lot of courage. Absolutely, absolutely. So I know that some other things have happened in your life. I know that for a while you were separated from your son. So how is your son doing now?
My son is now in Job Corps. He's doing really well. He's graduated. Matter of fact, we are 9 days away from his 21st birthday.
Oh,
so Nathaniel is doing wonderful. He's a young man now, and he's out on his own. He's taking a step and the leap of faith to be a young man, a responsible young man, and take control of his own life. You know, and for that, I'm proud of him. Very proud of him.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So I know that some people may not know your story and may not know all that you've gone through, but you have gone through a lot, even in your short life, because, you know, a lot of things have happened, and I know that a part of your healing is writing a book. So I just want to, if somebody's listening tonight that has gone through some of the things that you mentioned about molestation, teen pregnancy, rape, can you please give them some words of encouragement? Because, see, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, because you are it. And every time I look at you and I think about your story, I just praise God that you were able to make it through. So if some young woman is listening on the line tonight, what words of encouragement would you give her?
I would tell her that even though it looks like there's no light, there's no solution to the end, trust God. Have faith and believe that God is a God that can do exceedingly above anything and everything that you can imagine or that you can hope for. Trust him. Just trust God. It may not look good. It looks real ugly. It looks real faint. It looks real dark. You may even feel like you come to the end of your road and that now your next step is death. But trust and believe me, God has a plan. God has a purpose for your life. And just know that whatever it is, it's going to not only bring healing and freedom and deliverance to you, but it's going to bring healing and deliverance to a lot of people, because somebody somewhere is waiting to hear your story. Somebody somewhere is waiting to see, you know, just what God has done for you, because what God can do for you, God can do for so many other people. And he's waiting, and he's willing, and he's waiting just to do that for you. Just hold on. Don't give up. I don't care if your nails have to pinch the end of the rope. Pinch and hold on tight. And while you're holding on tight, just begin to call on the name of Jesus. And everything you do, call on the name, recognize him, call on his name in everything that you do, and just watch what God will do. Just begin to just see God for who he is and get in your word, get in the word of God, because in the word of God, he has so many promises and he has so many things that he tells us who he is and even who you are. If you begin to realize that you are a child of God and you are a royal priesthood, and remember that you are a child of the king, just realize if you're a child of the king, that means you are a princess. That means you are heir of a throne. You are heir to a whole universe out there. The world is God. And if that's your father, he would dare not leave you out. So just trust and believe God and watch what he would do for you.
All right.
Ooh,
yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh, I know. We about to have a trip, girl. You with me just on this trip. I'm trying to contain myself. Okay. We got to do what we have to do. But you
we
know how
to.
Good God is, and how we have to be able to put into words all that we have gone through, and knowing that if we just touch one life tonight, then we
That's
have
it.
Done what God has ordained for us to do. So I am so glad that you're on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have just tuned in to the radio show, this is Candace L. Bowie. She's an author. She's not only just an author. I heard she can sing, too. So we're going to talk about that a little bit in a minute. She's an author. She's a newlywed. She's a mother. She's overcome so many things in her short time here on this earth. But God has something in store for her. She did not ever give up, even when she was out and didn't have a place to stay, when she was homeless. She was living at the bus station, the train station. My heart just went out to her. So, Candace, tell us about this other gift that you have about singing. I know you didn't think I was going to bring that up, but I want to know about that.
See, Pastor, you did it. Singing is a passion of mine. I love the Lord. You know, the word of God tells us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And one thing that my mom did with us when we were young were to get my sisters and my brother and I together, and we would dress up and matching clothes and go from church to church, and we would sing. So one thing I would discredit my sanity to is learning how to sing the praises of God, and I love to sing. I also love to write, you know, but anytime I can just hum a tune, it brings me joy, you know. Anytime, in my weakest moments, I found myself just singing praises unto God. So, yes, I love to sing. I can do a
all
little
right.
something. Little
all
something,
right,
something.
Okay, okay. So, look, when you use that CD, then you have to call me back for another interview, you know, so we can promote that as well. So,
amen.
For those who want the book, give us your new website, because I know you have your website up now. Give us that information so they can go and check out all the wonderful things that you have going on.
Okay, the website would be www.clbowe35.wix.com/broken-and-rebuilt.
Okay, amen. That's fabulous. Amen. So please, please go and check it out so that you can learn more about her book and all the wonderful things that she's doing in the ministry. Now, the last time we talked, you weren't in North Carolina, right? You were in Atlanta.
Georgia.
Is that,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you were in Georgia. Okay. And so now you're in North Carolina, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
With your new husband. Okay, so tell
yes.
us a little bit about the husband, as much as you can tell on the radio, because you know we can't tell all our good business.
All our good business. Well, I met my husband in the city of Atlanta. Matter of fact, I met my husband at that broke point. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
When I say I met him at that broke point, I met him at that broke point, and he stayed with me. He loved me. He prayed for me. You know, he encouraged me. And built me. This allowed the Lord to use him to build me up to a place of happiness. You know, he helped me with my self-esteem, my confidence. You know, he's a Marcus Allen Bow. I just told his whole name
okay.
on the radio. Marcus
okay,
Allen Bow. He's a wonderful man, you know. And he's obedient
yes.
to the Spirit of God. You know, whatever
Amen.
God says, that's how we ended up in North Carolina. At night, God came to me and said that it was time to leave Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
In a dream, came to me and said it's time to go. And the next morning, he comes to me with tickets to North Carolina and says, honey, it's time for us to go. And we came to North Carolina with $107. We didn't know no one here, not
mm-hmm.
one soul, just trusting and believing and being obedient to the Spirit of God. And when I say we got here, with $107, we have not been homeless. We have not been hungry. That's what the spirit of obedience, just being obedient to what God tells you to do, that's what will happen. And we've been here now for 6 months. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Without lacking nothing. We have not lacked anything, thank God. Amen, since
yes.
we've been here. So that's God.
That's absolutely wonderful. Now, like I said, I know a little bit about the background. But tell us how you get that job that you when you first got there. What happened?
When I got here, we got here, and I said, okay. So we got here, and I said, okay, God, what now? We can't, like I said, $107. God said, tonight you rest. So the night we got here, we rested. The next morning we got up. He said, okay, honey, what's next? And he was looking for shelters, but God told me to go to Craigslist. And I was like, Craigslist? He was like, yeah, go to Craigslist. So I got on Craigslist, and there was a pastor that was advertising her transitional program. And I was like, okay, I gave him the number. I said, here, honey, call this. He called, and she said, okay, this is a program for men. He said, but I'm not leaving my wife. And she
mm-hmm.
said, well, this is a program for men. And he repeated himself. He said, I'm not leaving my wife. So
mm-hmm.
she said, bring her on. She can stay here for 3 days. But God said, Candace, don't worry. I'm going before you. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, God. I said, honey, we're going to be obedient. We're going to go. And once we got here, she looked at me, and I looked at her. And she had a call center as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me about the things that I knew how to do. And I have, like, 11 years in the call center industry and things. And I told her of that. She said, can you run that? And she pointed at her call center. I said, sure. So the day I walked in, I became supervisor of her call center. And I diligently, I worked hard, and I showed myself, and God showed her who I was. And a month later, I became her program director, and today I run her program. Oh, it's mm-hmm. 8 houses where we house homeless men and trying to open up some houses for women in the city of Charlotte. That's God. Again, God. God.
Amen. That is absolutely fantastic. And like I said, I get the, because I've known her a little longer than you have, the audience tonight, and some of you may know her personally, but I get to see all the fantastic things that God has done for her, and she has walked in faith, and even when it seemed like she was going to stumble, you know,
yes,
she
Lord.
Just never gave up. She just kept pushing. She kept pushing because she knew that her faith was going to carry her through. It was almost like her faith grew wings and just glided her to where she needed to be. Lord, I don't want to preach on this show tonight, but, you know, God is so good. We just have to tell these stories. And even though her book is about the broken, but it also is the rebuilt. And that's what we're going to dwell on. You know, she's already
Amen.
Gone with that broken part. We're going to dwell on the rebuilding part and what God can do for you if you just believe in him and just trust in him like Candace and her husband did. And they stepped out there in faith. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, what you call faith. You know,
Amen.
That they didn't know where they were going. They knew they had to go to North Carolina. They didn't know where they were going to go when they got there and what they were going to do. But in that just 6 months, look at what has happened to this
Amen.
Woman of God because she believed in God. So, Candace, I just want to thank you for coming on my show again. I
mm-hmm.
know that we're going to get together again. I'm coming to Fayetteville, North Carolina in December. So I don't know
okay.
how far that is from where you are, but maybe we can get together.
Not far at all. Matter of fact, I was just
okay.
in the Fayetteville area visiting my sister probably a couple of weeks ago. So that's
okay.
not far
Absolutely.
At all.
Absolutely. Yes, and we are going to invite some other folks that live in the area to come meet me as well. Because during the fall months, Issues Concerning Women, we travel to one city a month. Next month, I'll be in Williamsburg, and that's October. November, I'll be in Richmond. And December, the first Saturday in December, I'll be in Fayetteville, North Carolina. So hopefully y'all can catch us at one of those events, and maybe Candace can meet me there, and we can hang out for a little while, and I can meet her husband. But I want to thank you all for tuning in to the show tonight. And Candace, thank you for being who you are and just not giving up and just pushing forward. So before we go, can you please give your information again about your website and how they can get the book?
And you can get me on Facebook at Candace L. Bow. You can reach me at the website again at clbowe35.wix.com/broken-and-rebuilt. I prefer you hit me on Facebook. I like the person-to-person contact so that we can connect and that we can pray together. However you do it, get broken and rebuilt for the kingdom. I promise you it will change your life. It changed mine.
So God is just fantastic. So we want to thank you all for listening to the show tonight. If this is your first time visiting Issues Concerning Women, don't let it be your last time. We have fantastic guests on the show. And even if I don't have a guest, I'm on here and I'm giving words of encouragement and talking about all kinds of issues. And they're not all bad because, as you can see, this is nothing bad about this conversation tonight. Amen. It is always
Amen.
To glorify the Lord. And, you know, somebody might not can get with that, but there's going to be somebody else who needed to hear what Candace had to say tonight. So we thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I love you all. Candace, I love you. And I hope
love
to
you
see
too.
You soon. All right, and we'll be in touch. And I am Francine Humphrey, the director of Issues Concerning Women. You have been listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Please come back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Candace, I'm going to have you back because I know we need to talk a little bit more about the book. We just did a little overview tonight, but ladies and gentlemen, she's going to be back on the show so she can give us a few more details. Amen.
Amen.
So God bless
Amen.
You all, and I will be back next Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Good night, and God bless.